Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You know, like, sometimes you can, like, talk to the small people. You gotta go straight to the source sometimes when you really, really want them answers.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Straight to the source. I write this, dear love. Lately it feels like on us you giving up. I mean, you give a fuck? I need some answers. All this confusion, the game's diluted with the cancer. I'm paying a mortgage at Heartbreak Hotel, watching them ladies come and go like a carousel. How do you sleep at night knowing the world's looking for you? And you choosing to hide, watching us die to survive. I can't lie, I'm pursuing too. Writing letters with no addresses, hoping that they get through to you. Selfishly thinking no change for me, and not the world too. I guess that's just the effect that you have, fighting to be your chosen few. Like crabs in a bucket, even settling for the wannabe. Cause this is close as some of us will ever come to you. Look at what we coming to, damn, all for the love of you.
Dear love,
yeah. You know, I write this, dear love. Dear love, I'm waiting for a letter back from love. Listen, tell me, why can't I ever win with you? You always gotta win, no matter who gotta lose. I mean, either it ain't mutual, it ain't equal, or it ain't with the right people. And that's unfair, cause you so deceitful. I'm tired of breaking hearts, I'd rather put something back together. Yeah, that'll be a start. You hold up your end, and I'll hold out mine. But why is happiness so hard and take so much time? I just wanna be her world and she be mine. She don't gotta be perfect, just perfectly trying. Just know some nights will be long, and if I'm gone, then the money coming with me in the morning. She wants somebody who's gonna set that mark, but I just want somebody who plays their part. You keep us confused, love, we stuck in the dark. Look at what we made, look at what we are. Sincerely, another broke heart. Yeah. You know, I write this, dear love. Dear love, I'm waiting for a letter back from love.
All right, you guys already know what it is, the Trap House. That's my boy Rico Suave from Louisiana. That's his new single called Dear Love, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody for being part of the show. What's going on? It is Trap House Tuesday. We got DJ Debo. What up, big brother? How you feeling, man?
Hootie hoo! What's going on, everybody? How everybody doing tonight?
We got the one and only. I'm doing good, big brother. Got the one and only Robin Lynn Maven. I think this is Peggy. That's you, Peggy.
Yes, sir, DJ Sean.
How you
Peggy? Peggy
up,
there?
Pull up.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Who else we got on here, Robin? Okay. All right. All right, Vanita's not going to be joining us tonight because she's under the weather. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting messages. We have our, let's see if this is Mac Shug. What's up, Mac?
What's up? This being Sweet 51 Boys checking in the building.
What's up, man? How you feeling tonight, man?
Yeah, we feel good, man. We are here live streaming it, man. If everybody don't know, you can go on Facebook, man. You can go on the Mac Shug page. You can go also on the Connected to the Streets, and also it's live streaming also on YouTube if you want to catch this live while we're in here in the Trap House tonight.
Right. Yeah, we like I said, Benita's under the weather tonight with us. And we appreciate the 51 Boys tuned in with us as well. We got a hot artist from out of the New York, and he's on here with us now. Before we go, Robin, real quick, I'm all over the place, y'all. Robin, let everybody know where they can follow us right now on social media.
All right, we are streaming live right now from DJ Sean Live 24/7 Vibes Live Radio. We're being heard live right now on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio, Twitch, Mixler, Mixcloud, all the social media platforms. We're being heard over in Russia and Germany. Man, we're just being heard all around the world saying song. Hey!
All right. Again, I want to thank everybody for being part of the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And this is the Trap House radio show. And we bring the hottest trap artist there is worldwide right here on a Tuesday night. And we also got another special guest. He's back with us again tonight, Mr. No Weapon. What's up, man? How you feeling, man? Can't stay away from us, can you, big brother? There you, No Weapon? Okay, well, I guess not. We're going to have to do a better system when people call in here and we open up these phone lines and no one's saying nothing. We'll be right back, y'all, with starting to get irritating. We'll be right back, y'all.
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
All right, y'all. This is the Trap House Radio Show. It's Tuesday night. We got our guest on here. He's all tuned in from New York. What's up, 93-98? What's up, man? How you doing tonight, man? Welcome to the show, brother. All right, man. Tell us a little bit about you, man. Tell us a little bit about who you are, man, and, you know, and your style of music, my brother.
What's going on, man? It's your boy 93.9, man. Coming from Rochester, New York. Ball House is in the building. You know, we rap straight from the heart. We make good music. You know what I'm saying? And all type of drama I go in on, really, right now. You know what I'm saying? I like making hip-hop, just music that people can relate to. Everything ain't all about pure, strictly street violent and all that type of stuff, you know?
All right, man. What type of love you getting from New York, man? You know, upstate New York or the borough showing you any love, man?
Yeah, New York City. I live like 5 hours from the boroughs or whatnot, but I get a lot of love out there in New York City because I went to college or whatnot. And a lot of people that I went to college with still follow me, and then they, you know, they share my stuff. So I get love from the boroughs, and I'm starting to get love. So I get, like, filtering love from my town. And what I mean by, like, filtering love from my city is, you know, it's basically a select type of love that I get.
All right, man. Well, again, man, appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and joining us here tonight. DJ Devo, man, anything you want to ask this young brother, man? Well, let's go here. Robin Lynn, anything you want to ask this young brother?
Yes, welcome to the show. We have been waiting on you. I just want to know right off the bat, how do you keep yourself motivated and inspired?
Well, basically, you know, my environment plays a big role. Where I come from, you know what I mean? Like, me, my city, knowing that I got a chance to really do something to change it by just actions. by making it happen, you know what I mean? The energy that I get, the reason why I want to do it every day, it gives me this different type of energy to want to do it, to want to make it, you know what I'm saying? Knowing that people's lives could possibly change just by me if I was to do something, but it's just by creating opportunities, being able to create opportunities and do other things to open the doors and avenues. Those are my biggest motivations, you know?
Okay. All right. Wow. Thank you. What age were you at when you discovered your love for music and that you wanted to perform? How old were you?
I probably was like 18.
Okay.
I was about 18.
What was the first opportunity or the first event that led to everything for you? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was throwing parties in college or whatnot, and you know, people used to really come. And I created this one song in college that the school really loved and that they started sharing with their friends that didn't go to the college, that was just regular students, non-students in their cities and their states or whatnot. And once they found out it was me that created the song, I just started performing it everywhere I went, to the other colleges, to back at, even in my city and stuff like that. It was that moment where I was like, you know what, I could probably do something with this whole entertainment lifestyle thing. So I can say it was back then, in 2014, 15.
Okay. Wow, nice to meet you. Thank you.
Likewise.
Miss Peggy, anything you want to ask this young brother?
Yes. Welcome to the Hilltop Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
So, thank you. Where has been your funnest and favorite place to perform at?
That's a good question. Because, you know, to be quite honest, I really ain't performed that much, but I have or whatnot, because I was coming off of battling a tough injury or whatnot from a car accident. So it limited me getting out there to be in there to perform. But honestly, I'm just doing it right now. So my honest question, I don't even have a favorite place right now.
Okay, and are you going to be doing any video, virtual, anything like that going on for the internet concerts?
I actually got a concert coming up this Friday out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, that me and Lil Boosie doing. Shout out to Endzone. Shout out to my boy Asher, L3 Brand Promotions and all that. Definitely got it going on this weekend with Lil Boosie down there. So that's what I got coming up for all those who tuned in and listening right now. Make sure you go grab those tickets, man. If you ain't got them right now, you know what I mean? Fayetteville, North Carolina, the Hustlers will be in the building coming up Friday. Be there.
Hey, thank you, DJ Sean.
Right, DJ Debo, anything you want to ask, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. First of all, welcome to the Hilltop. How you doing tonight?
Appreciate it. Good. How you doing?
Man, it's great to have you here. My first question to you is, where do you draw your inspiration from?
I draw my inspiration really from, the city, the environment I came from and stuff like that, and just watching the energy around me shift, knowing that when people see that you possibly got a chance to do something that they not used to seeing happen, you know what I mean? So it's just really about knowing the smiles that you put on people's faces, the opportunities that someday you would give to people, just not even basically just saying like you physically give them the opportunity. Opportunity could be like, he made it, he did it. That gives me an opportunity to see that, yo, if I keep my foot in to the metal, if I keep grinding as hard, no matter what I go through, I can make it too, though. So knowing that, just having a chance alone at this is my biggest inspiration at this point.
That's a real good answer, man. Plus, it tells a lot about you. And
yeah, I appreciate that.
My next question to you, if you had to pick two rappers, one past, one present, who would you work with?
Who would I honestly want to work with? In the past, I would love to work with the classic Jay-Z. I'm talking about the Blueprint, the Hard Knock Life Jay-Z. You know what I mean? I would love to work with that type of Jay-Z back then. Artists and now, in today's day and age, like right now, I honestly, that's a great question. I honestly would love to work with, that's a great question. So many dope artists right now that I know I could just be compatible with. I love to work with Lil Baby for sure, NBA Youngboy. NBA Youngboy, okay. Lil Baby for sure. Them some of my favorite artists is Rod Wave that I just want to make music with.
Okay. That's all the questions that I have. Back to you, big brother.
All right, let's go into your music, man. We'll be right back here on the Trap House.
Yes, sir.
What you want, though? I see you out there living your best life, though. I see you, cuz. Gleed up, Big Jules. You already know the vibe. What you want, though? As you should. Continue working. Continue doing your thing, though. Yo, you think you can help me out with these J's I need?
Yeah,
cool.
I got some.
All right, bet. Good luck. All love. That's all love right there. Gangsta. Slap.
When you getting back to the town, bro? No cat. Can you pre-order my P5, though?
Yeah, I can't
go
right now.
You hot, bet.
Why are you looking mad?
Cuz, right?
What happened?
He said he's gonna get back in the town tomorrow.
I was just on the phone with that nigga.
I asked him, can he pre-order me the PS5? Guess what he said?
What he said?
Nah, right now.
So he dubbed you on the P5?
Yes.
Guess what? Guess what? I was just talking to him. I asked for the J's. Word of my mom. I'm confident. I'm getting them. Gangster. Word of my mom. He Hollywood. He Hollywood. So I got you.
How real is this?
First they show a little love, then they add a little hate. I ain't never been far, I just stay in my lane. I just stay in my lane. Stay in my lane. First they show a little love, then they add a little hate. I ain't never been far, I just stay in my lane. I just stay in my lane. Stay in my lane. I ain't never been a sucker. I ain't never ratted out. I ain't never had to count another nigga pocket claiming his amount. These niggas gossip like bitches spreading sequels all the way across town. When it's time to put in work, niggas claim they hurt, don't need you around. See, that's okay with me though. Just don't play with me though. It's still be y'all, just a mac and cheese and a small side of Milo. I take that over any meal where I gotta yell, see yo. Told the bank take my last car, they was wildin' all these damn repos. But my next car for 11,016 is me though. They ain't feeling me though. Got gas, wasn't hydro. These niggas sweet and I know. These bitches weak and I know. No more snitches, outpo. And we don't fuck with weirdos. First they show a little love, then they add a little hate. I ain't never been far, I just stay in my lane. I just stay in my lane. I just stay in my lane. First they show a little love, then they add a little hate. I ain't never been far, I just stay in my lane. Stay in my lane. I just stay in my lane. When it caught the new bed, seen you made some new friends. They only round cause the bad good. When it get low, it's the end. Now I got you feeling sick. Really thought you was sick. Can't call no phone. Every time you ring, there's a new addition, get a click. Sometimes it's cool to fall back. Lay low and watch the money stack. Don't let them know about your stash. Stay hard live just to act. Kinda got you feeling bad. What you pick up, they'll lack. Say hard shit about your past. It's fucked up cause you a crack. Damn, thought I was done and I quoted. Had to fall back and I noticed I was just being too open. Fuck.
Thought I was done and I quoted. Had to fall back and I noticed. I was just being too open. Nah, first they show a little love, then they add a little hate. I ain't never been far. I just stay in my lane. I just stay in my lane. Stay in my lane. First show a little love, then they add a little hate. I ain't never been far. I just stay in my lane. I just stay in my lane. I just stay in my lane.
All right, this is the Trap House Radio Show right here on Hilltop Radio. Just want everybody to know we are live with the 51 boys out there in Tennessee right now on StreamYard. This show is going live. Sweet, you want to give us a little quick update, a little fill-in? What's going on,
baby? 51 boys in here, man. We doing major streaming, man. Everybody check us out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that man, you know what I mean? That's a nice track right there, man. We always posted ready to work.
All right. Thank you for being part of the show, man. Let's go to DJ Debo, man. Talk to us, man. What do you think about that lane by 93?
I think that shit is butter, man. It's nice and smooth, but I will give you a piece of advice, bruh.
Yes, sir.
Shorten your intro. Because your intro is too long and it'll make people
like
me.
That was a music video they was playing.
Oh, okay. So that was part of the video.
Yeah,
that wasn't the actual.
The actual song coming right away. I appreciate the advice, though. No. I still appreciate the advice, though. I'm going to tell you that for future sets either way.
Yeah,
I appreciate
your intro was too long. Like, I'm me personally, as a DJ, and I know I'm not the only one that do this.
Yeah.
I'm a beat person. And I like beats. So if the beat catch me, you know what I mean, it's already going to catch me. But the first couple of seconds of a song is the crucial part of it, because if a person loses interest, they're going to hit the next track. You know what I mean?
Sir,
but your intro, kind of shortened. You know, even if there was, just keep that in mind. But other than that, man, once she start rolling, I like it.
Okay.
I really like it.
I appreciate that a lot. For sure.
Back to you, big brother.
All right, Miss Peggy, go ahead and talk to us. What you think? First track, Lane. All right, Robin Lynn, go ahead and talk to us. What you think about the song Lane? Talk to us.
Well, the intro was so long that I couldn't even tell where the song began.
It was a video. He just said it was a video.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. It's like a good, great effort. Yeah, I like the melody, and I could hear it in my car on a Saturday afternoon, rolling down the freeway somewhere. Showing
I appreciate
up.
That love.
Back
I appreciate
to you,
that love.
Max Shook, talk to us, man. What do you think about the track, man? Lane, man.
Man, I tell you, I kind of agree with you guys. And I definitely love the song once it got going and shit. If you can see me on the live stream rocking out like a motherfucker, but it was like you said, shit. I had the interlude and the commercial, then I got the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's dope. Right. The song hard as a motherfucker, at least. It's just empty in the very beginnings, you know. It's like, if I was watching a movie or watching a video, it would be dope, but just listening to it, it's too long.
That's because the video style from YouTube. That's the reason why it was long in the beginning, you guys.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's exactly what I said.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but anyway, let's go. Miss Peggy, you back with us?
Yes, sir. I'm so sorry, sir. Yes, it has a great, great beat. I am feeling that vibe. The intro, you know, of course, everyone just spoke about that, but it has a great beat. Keep doing what you're doing. Bring your voice up
a
little bit. But, hey, it's popping. Yes, let's go.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
Thank you.
All right, man, talk to us, man. My opinion, man, I like your style, man, when you were brought to me by Bridge the Gap. They reached out to me about you, man, and I checked in on you and everything, man, and I like what I heard, you know, just besides the long intro with the YouTube, you know, that's a YouTube video. So, you know, I mean, that's what we received. So, you know, you have to jump on your management about that, brother. But other than that, man, we're pleased. I like your style, man. You know, from Rochester, you remind me, you know, you live in one of the barrels, man. You smooth with it and everything, man. And again, man, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, man, and joining us here on the show, man.
Yeah.
All right, man, let's get into another one, man. Yeah, no problem, man. We got plenty of music with you, man. Stay tuned, man.
Hey, Otto, man, keep that shit rolling.
Play that shit on TNT.
Shug, you finessed them with this one.
Hello.
What's up, Grandma?
Just
last name bullets out across the chest.
Where would an honor?
Struggle made me work hard. Got it all from my mom.
Got it from my mom.
Yeah, it's cross blood. Never cross blood with all my father.
All my father.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Yeah, it's an honor.
I still love y'all. Last name bullets out across the chest. Where would an honor?
Struggle
made me work hard. Got it all from my mom.
Got it from my mom.
Yeah, cross blood. Never cross blood with all my father.
All my father.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Yeah, need some love.
Need some love.
Jeans run blood.
Jeans run blood.
Sleep on up.
Sleep on up.
Please don't judge.
Please don't judge.
From the back roots that I came from. Got a granddad, not my granddad, but he been around, he became one. You stepped up, show real love.
Yeah.
Married grandma, that's real love.
Yeah.
Came around, not supposed to. Took us to school, and that's real trust.
Yeah,
yeah, I love y'all. So my fam, this full y'all.
Yeah.
If I make it big, then it's full y'all. No tough love, I won't torture. No,
no.
Dream so big.
Time so short.
Shine, of course.
Find your course.
Cause people swear that we curse. Get a phone call, got a phone call, cause you out there and got hurt.
COVID-19.
Yeah,
for sure is.
Yeah.
I got
been coming outside.
Last name bullets out across the chest, where would an honor?
Struggle
made me work hard, got it all from my mama.
Got it from my mama.
Yeah, it's cross blood, never cross blood with all my father.
All my father.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Last name bullets out across the chest, where would an honor?
Where would an honor?
Struggle made me work hard, got it all from my mama.
Got it from my mama.
Yeah, it's cross blood, never cross blood with all my father.
All my father.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Yeah, leave my love.
Leave my love.
Bless my heart.
Bless my heart.
Fam so scarred.
Fam so scarred.
Time so hard.
Time so hard.
Some shit you just cannot make up. Won't cover tears with no makeup. Ain't no panorama when I wake
you
up. To my little cousins, I love y'all.
Yeah.
To my older ones, I trust y'all.
Yeah.
No, I'm always going, always on the road. Don't ever think I ain't for y'all.
No.
Don't ever think I won't call y'all.
No.
Cause an argument, just an argument, can't be the reason we fall off.
Yeah.
See, most times I miss y'all.
I
yeah, lean on me.
Lean on me.
Ball on me.
Ball on me.
Follow me.
Follow me.
Call on me. Cause I ain't never really trippin' though. We came up, we was switching clothes. And grandma crib is like six of those. Last name bullets out across the chest. Where would an honor?
Struggle
made me work hard. Got it all from my mom.
Got it from my mom.
Yeah, it's cross blood. Never cross blood with all my father.
All my father.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Last name bullets out across the chest. Where would an honor?
Where would an honor?
Struggle made me work hard. Got it all from my mom.
Got it from my mom.
Yeah, it's cross blood. Never cross blood with all my father.
All my father.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Yeah, I'm in the studio right now. You know me, I've been working. I gotta come over to your house to come see you, though.
Okay.
Alright.
Come on over. Alright.
Alright, I'll talk to you later. I love you, Grandma.
I love you, too.
Last name, bullets out across the chest, wear it with an honor. Struggle made me work hard, got it all from my mama. Yeah, it's cross blood, never cross blood with all my fathers. Yeah, it's an honor.
All right, that's the last name, Butter, right here at 93 Nah, we lost him. I don't know where he went at. We lost his call. But anyway, DJ Debo, talk to us, man.
Yo, I really like that one, man. Like, you know, I like the way he came in with it. I like the fact that he had his grandmom in it, you know what I mean? And that kind of, that really touched me right there. So, I mean, I like the track. I like the track. I like the way that it sounds. I like the rhyme. I think if he hasn't broke out with that, I think that should be the one that he breaks out with. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Now I'm back to you.
All right. Talk to us, Shug.
Hey, that jump so hard right there. That's that shit that make you get up and move, right, bro? That's real music. I can feel it. I felt like I was in his shoes for a minute. Like, shit, I felt like I could have made that song right there because it's so hard. And bro got his shit going and everything, man. So I fucks with that right there.
Okay. Sweet, talk to us, bro.
Man, I can definitely vibe with that jump. You know, I can see myself riding to that jump. And then, like I said, anything that's real to me, too, and I feel like you said, you can see a story with it. So that's real to me, so that's how I vibe.
All right. Robin, talk to us.
All right, I keep telling y'all, I can rap. I just don't know the words. I fuck with this song too. Okay, for real. Yeah, back to you, Sean.
All right, go ahead, Miss Peggy. Talk to us.
Oh yeah, that is smooth. Very nice. That's popping. That is definitely. Yeah, that's smooth. You can hear that in all the, you know, everywhere.
All right. Go ahead. We got a special guest on here, Mr. No Weapon. What's up, man? Welcome to the show, man. Talk to us, brother.
It's not No Weapon, brother. It's Player Trey, man.
Man, I ain't thinking about you, man. Go ahead. Talk to us, man.
I've been trying to get on since the last track, man.
Hey, man, come on, man. You on now, man. You always got to be extra, man. Come on, man. You
with
on here now,
hook.
Brother. Come on,
hey, man.
Man,
the track was bumping. I could vibe with it. You know, it's a banger, point blank.
All right. 318 in the house. 317 in the house. Talk to us.
Knock, knock, what's up? This is Matt Boogie. What's up? Man, I'm slamming that. I'm jamming that. I like it. 100. Mr. Knock, knock. Hey, Fish, I just saw my music to you through email. So if y'all get a chance, check it out. Knock, knock is on the board.
All right. Let's see here. I got
like
everybody.
It's jamming.
Okay, cool. I don't know where he went. Well, he jumped off the line, so let's do this. Shook, tell everybody what's going on, man.
Man, if they didn't know, man, like you see us live streaming in here, man, we on the Hilltop ready tonight you already know the world known DJ Sean. We Robin Land, Player Trey, DJ Debo. We in here, bro, and what you don't see behind the scenes on live stream right now, if you tuned in, you can click the show, call in the number, go into Blog Talk Radio, Hilltop Radio Show. You can also go call the number 516-453-9110. And you can get a little, but we got my guy T. Will also filming here live behind the scenes. It's going down, man. It's going down.
Some are already getting faded.
You know
it. You know it.
All right.
Hey, I don't do nothing without the Grey Goose. You feel me?
All right. Let's see. I think this is Mr. No Weapon. Welcome to the show, man.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
We're good, man. How about yourself, brother? Welcome, man.
I'm doing right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's going on, Mr. DJ Sean?
I'm doing good, man. Welcome to the show, man. Can't get enough of us, huh?
No, I can't, man. I appreciate you guys. But you guys doing a great job.
Wow. We love you, too. We love you a long time.
What love. Yes. Trap me. Yeah.
We most definitely trapping, not rapping tonight. Trapping, not rapping. DJ Sean.
Yes, sir.
Good, my brother, man. How you feeling tonight, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. People, let me say something real quick about this show, man. First of all, I don't take wisely to people that are in their feelings when they come on this show.
Uh-oh.
I've been doing this long enough, and I've been on radio long enough. We invite artists on here, and I have groups of people that you know, like you guys that talk on how it don't matter how long you've been in the game. It don't matter where you at or where you've been at.
Right.
It's about what type of music you give it to the audience through my radio show. I've been in the same top 10 for 11 years. I have the best on and the best that's coming on. I have the best from back in the day. I have from A to Z. From R&B artists to hip-hop artists to jazz artists, all the artists. So if you're upset about a misunderstanding because someone said something, because I said something about a YouTube video, then you're not ready for the game. It don't matter what your name is and what you're doing. If you're not putting numbers up, if you're not putting streams up, if you're not putting downloads up, don't come at me and say I'm unprofessional, because I'm the baddest radio station there is in the world. So you're unprofessional for saying I'm unprofessional. You know, I knew this night was gonna be a bad night. I already knew it from the jump, the vibe I've been getting. So here's the thing, go back to the studio, get your management to manage your stuff right, and make sure your music is straight before you send it. Now I'm being unprofessional. And then if you got a problem, you can call me 704-713-7596. Don't hide behind an inbox on social media. Be real about it. That's what you got to do. Be real about it. You got management, let's talk. Don't hide behind an inbox, social media. Everybody thinks social media is business. Social media isn't business. You got to email and you got phone numbers. Use them. If we're unprofessional, use them to the way you're supposed to. Now I'm good. Go ahead, Suge. I got that off my chest. tell me I'm unprofessional, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey DJ Sean.
Yes, sir.
Dismissing No Weapon. Let me piggyback on what you said, and I didn't know, you know, this was going to happen, but I was listening to Ricky Smiley. Everybody should know who Ricky Smiley is. Okay. And I rather listened to him, but I went on YouTube to look at some music, and I saw something he said. The name of his topic was people that have a sense of entitlement. And he said those people act like everybody owes them something because of who they think they are or who they are. He says nobody owes you anything. It's just because you have a name or anything, you might think you have a name, you still need to be nice to people. They don't owe you anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So people that have a sense of entitlement feel like that everybody should cater to them. No matter if they have a famous name or infamous name or think that they're famous, nobody owes you nothing. Be nice to people. It pays to be nice. Don't let people use you, but don't have a sense of entitlement and feel like you're above everybody. I just want to throw that in. So.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mr. No Weapon.
I agree
with that 100.
Right.
Shug, that you, Shug? Somebody.
Yeah, that's me, bro.
Okay.
All right, let me say this. This the Trap House on Tuesday. This the Hilltop Radio Show. This ain't that scripted bullshit where your little management sent in some goddamn questionnaires and shit that shit they want to ask you and shit. We'll rip your new ass on here. It is what it is. We all get it. All my shit wasn't up to core. I got my ass ripped. That's called constructive criticism. That's what it's called. You feel me? So you take that shit back to the drawing board and you devise a plan to where they can't rip your new part. If you can't take it, the Hilltop Show ain't the fucking radio show for you because it ain't scripted. This real life. We in the trap house, Jack. So, hey, go check the live stream. We in the trap house, Jack. We ain't at your auntie house. We at the trap house.
Can I get some?
Go ahead, DJ Debo, talk to us, man.
I'm building off of what all of y'all just said. Now, if you can't take constructive criticism, which you sent the music to us,
right?
So you can't take constructive criticism.
Right.
With the music that you sent, would you have taken that same thing and given it to an A&R?
And it's an A&R on here. I'm sorry, Debo. It's an A&R on here. I'm an A&R for a major label. And you going to come at me like that? Come on, man. Think about it. First of all, I ain't mean to cut you off, Debo. Know who you talking to. Know who you sending messages to. And know who's on this panel. That's what you need to do first. I've been ahead. I'm with a major label for the past 10 years. And you going to come at me like that? Go ahead, Debo.
Listen, nothing that anybody is saying on here is
funny.
Take it personal. It's not to be taken personal. This is something that we're trying to help you get a better understanding or better grip on what it is that you're doing. If this is your profession, you know what I mean? If this is your profession or you're trying to make this your profession, then you want to be around people that's going to help you and assist you perfect your craft. You want yes men around you to tell you this is that, and agree with everything you say, but behind your back, man, he ain't going to make it. This ain't going to happen. Why go through that when you got some people that's right here in front of you that can give you a blueprint to where you're trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a blueprint trying to give you where you got to. That's people that's been on here that's been in the business 40, 50 years, Grammy Award winners, Emmy Award winners. Come on, man. This is not to be taken personal. This is not to be taken personal. It's a constructive criticism.
Record label owners, label executives, I make phone calls, and these cats take time out of their schedule and come on this show and get Matt Shug, you went through constructive criticism when you went on here in the beginning. Latrell, you've been on here plenty of times with the CEO of Universal Music. You've been on here. Def Jam's been on here. Epic's been on here. These are cats that I know personally that come on here and help you guys get to the next level. And then you're going to come at me and talk about, oh, we unprofessional over here? No, you unprofessional for hanging up the phone and running like a little punk. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Hey, no, I'm not.
This is what I got.
Can I please say, I'm sorry.
Can I please say something on that comment? On that?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I understand exactly what y'all
Go ahead.
Hey. Management.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Ms. Peggy.
I have to say that Sean Fisher, DJ Sean Fisher, Robin, Lynn, Maven, Benita, DJ Debo, DJ GQ, the whole team, Eric Shug Brown, every single one, I have been a part, I have been blessed and been able to be here. What I have heard in the last 2 months with you working with these artists, with the, you know, being a little bit, you know, just helping them. You are one of the best DJs here on the planet. There is no other show, there is no other DJ that has their heart in the music industry the way you do. And what I have heard and seen here happen on the Hilltop Radio with the music has been a miracle. And, you know, this is the Trap House, you know, and DJ Sean, I have to say this, you're my DJ, and look, it's the Trap House, and look, I'll pull up on somebody. I just have to say that because the Hilltop Radio, look, I have seen, I have heard miracles. I have heard all these producers and people come in and artists be signed to labels. You know, it's a miracle. I mean, I've got goosebumps over here by listening to artists and stuff. I am blessed. And so, like I said, the Hilltop Radio, better know. And DJ Sean, hey, DJ, let's go. I'm sorry. I know it's a big man. I'm, you know, but I'm from West Virginia. So I'm like, let's go to the Hilltop Radio Show. Come on, let's go.
All right. Who was talking a while ago and didn't want to say anything? I don't know who that was.
Hey, that's Sweet. That's Sweet.
I was saying it.
What I'm saying is, being in this game, long as we've been in this game, first of all, we know when we come to the dope, you better bring your best. That means you need to have clarity. You need to have your shit together. You know what I mean? As far as trying to come on this radio. So can't nobody tell you, if you feel that way, not what to do or how to do it. If you got that together. So first of all, you blame yourself if you don't have things together. You don't blame other people. That's basically how I feel about it.
You know what, man?
You know, I got something to say, and I feel what everybody said. That is true. If you can't be professional, and when somebody try to tell you what you need to do to your music, how you bring your vocals up, and you don't listen, why waste your time with it? I'm with a record label right now with Big Fella Record USA. I just started back in the rap game, and the label that I'm with, and all the guys I rap with on that label, they all helped me out. I was scared to get back. I was scared to get in the studio. I was scared to perform my first performance. I got stage fright. But once you get into it, you listen to what people are trying to do instead of giving them, putting them down. But we the one that need help because we are the songwriter and the artist. I feel exactly what everybody's saying. I'm in that. I've been there. I never gave up not one time, and I'm still
right.
Writing right today.
You know what
right.
hurt, bro? What hurt out of the whole thing for me, what's bothering me the most out of the whole thing, is the kid got fucking talent.
Got talent.
He got fucking talent. But
damn sure do. 100.
Man, the kid got talent. Oh, just the little teeny tips. These wasn't nothing to break you down, bro. This was something to build you up. You got fucking talent. I'm going to tell you this, if you listening, don't let whoever you got as your manager blow your shit.
You know, but, you know, I'm going to say this real quick, and then we're going to go on to the 51 Boys music. You know, management can be your worst nightmare if they don't know what the hell they're doing. Management, like tonight, management could get this boy blackballed in the industry. You follow what I'm saying? You got to better humble yourself. And know who's really on these phone lines when you call in. Two, like y'all said, come correct with the music. When you do an interview, most radio stations ain't going. When I ask you guys to come on Latrell in the beginning, Latrell and Mac, how many songs did I tell you guys to send me? At least 3 or 4 songs. One
right.
song
yep.
isn't enough for radio. You got to have multiple songs so your listeners like whatever song you got. And I've been doing that now for the past 6 years. I've been on this radio. Latrell, how many times have record labels have been on the show when you brought your team on the show? Lee, yourself, a lot. And I do this out of the kindness of my heart because I fuck with y'all. I do this for everybody. Everybody. I do this for everybody.
I even did it
last night for the country singers last night. I brought an executive on from Los Angeles on the show last night for the country and Southern Soul artists. Did I not? Mr. No Weapon, you was on the show last night.
You did. You tell the truth. You did.
How many people's music he asked for after the show? Everybody's music he asked for after the show. So don't tell me I'm unprofessional. You're unprofessional for allowing your artist to hang the phone up like a big crybaby because real people are trying to help him out in this industry. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something, Sean. Let me say this. If he or she or anybody catches an attitude or have a sense of entitlement with you, first of all, you don't know who listens. Second of all, if they have a problem with you, go to the super huge labels and see what they tell you with your attitude.
They ain't going to tell you shit. They just going to throw your ass
off. You won't even make it past the damn security. You won't even make it past security.
Hey,
DJ, you won't make it upstairs.
Actually, you can't even pass the front door.
Let me tell you what's crazy, right? You got a worldwide avenue, just like a lot of the major streams and everything else. And the numbers don't lie. We can post those numbers to show you that those numbers don't lie on the hilltop. But, bro, motherfucker, then you come on here. People, your music, give your interview a real foundation. So, like, go to these motherfucking stations and shit that really ain't even got nothing popping and see how much money they ask you for. So, just to come on their shit and you know, like, preview your music. This is one of the, like, the realest foundations you can have because it's all love. It's all set about a DJ that's really trying to help the artist.
But you know what, Suge? This is just my opinion, you know what I'm saying? Like DJ Debo said, the boy got talent, you feel me? So everybody just, they gave him props. They gave him his props. But like Sean, I always say, support who supports you, you know? And I guess he just fucked that one up.
Well, you know, you know, I'm not even gonna worry about it anymore. What's done is done, man. You know, it'll never be a second time here. I don't give a damn if you're the last artist in the world. You won't get back on here. And then the thing about it is, I don't even charge. You follow what I'm saying? I don't even charge. And I'm bringing label executives that's gonna cost you anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 just to sit down for 45 minutes and talk. And they on here the show for 2 damn hours. Come on, man.
There you go.
Think about it.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it.
And to get them, you got to go through a middle person. You know what I mean? You got to go through this person, go through that person, just deliver a message. All I got to do is pick the phone up. Yo, man, can you pop on? Can you come on the show for me tonight? I got some talent. Or when the show's going on, how many times the show's been going on, you guys, and I say, oh, I got a special guest from Universal on the show listening to the music, and then I go back and play the music again because he's on here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
come on,
DJ
man.
DJ Sean.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This, of course, is Mr. No Weapon. Call Hot 97 out of New York and say, I want to come on your show. Think about it, who are you? Call Power 105 with Angie Martinez in New York and say, who are you? Call Ricky Smiley, Steve Harvey, or anybody else that has a radio show talking about, hey, if they put you on that show, shut the hell up and just act accordingly. Shut up, because there's a lot of people, they didn't have to have you on there.
Don't know what to say.
First of all, I guess
you think he's someone important.
I'm gonna say this before I go into another song. I ain't see no Grammy Award winner behind his name, or I ain't even see him have a Wikipedia page either. So let's go on to the 51 boy, Formula 51, here in the house, y'all, on the real Trap House Radio Show with DJ Debo. What up, man? How you feeling tonight, man? Yeah, this is power. We'll be right back. Now they ain't got me. Look at it. That motherfucker's getting fucked up and everything. Let's go, boy. Yeah,
not
power.
When you're OG on the turf, man, it's power. When you're moving plenty work, man, it's power. Niggas move when I say, man, it's power. Got bitches doing what I say, man, it's power. When you're OG on the turf, man, it's power. When you're moving plenty work, man, it's power. Niggas move when I say, man, it's power. Got bitches doing what I say, man, it's power. The hair is epic, get me crazy, yeah, it's power. This ain't a bed and you can hear it, yeah, it's power. I turn the hat into a hole, yeah, this power. Bitch, I'm gon' carry till I'm finished, yeah, this power. Them foreign cars, I be in them, I got power. You niggas hate me cause I'm winning, I got power. I bust the hoe and yeah, I fuck her in the shower. I'm letting the money stack, building like a tower. You niggas selling cause, yeah, you bitches power. I cut you off, fuck nigga, yeah, this power. 20 grand on my lawyer, yeah, this power. I got some cars, we can take it, yeah, this power. OG on the turf, man, it's power. When you're moving plenty work, man, it's power. Niggas move when I say, man, it's power. That bitch is doing what I say, man, it's power. When you're OG on the turf, man, it's power. When you're moving plenty work, man, it's power. Niggas move when I say, man, it's power. That bitch is doing what I say, man, it's power. Fuck the hell, cat, bitch, I got demon power. Half a million out the street, you can't give me power. In the real hustle power. I fuck with Migo, that's my boss, a real plug power. Niggas move when I say, that's the homie power. It's OG Hoover Slimline, we got Hoover power. Drums and Draco, 30 poppers, call it super power. I cut a nigga, brick and searches, and some bacon flour. I blow a bag, hit the station, then hit after hours. I never think about a bitch, my nigga, you can have it. But I would tell you about my paper, play with me an actor. When you're moving plenty work, man, it's power. Niggas move when I say, man, it's power. That bitch is doing when I say, man, it's power. Man, you know it's power.
All right, that's power right here. Formula 51 boys is in the house. Hey, Max Shook, man, tell us a little bit about what's going on right now live out the trap.
Man, hey, listen, we is turned up in the trap. When you're OG on the town, man, that's power. You hear me? That's Deuce Millie, man. That's another one of the youngest, man, out of the 51 boys camp. Me and Sweet going live in this joint. Hey, bro, they turned up on live, on YouTube. They turned up on Facebook. It's going down right now, bro. They don't even understand.
Well, somebody got some damn gas that's tearing their motherfucking chest up.
Man, that's that booty man. Smoking on that perp, Mr. Glassmania.
Hey, I'm telling you, boy, somebody going to be going to the hospital with an asthma pump later on tonight, right. Boy. God damn.
Hey, DJ Sean, I just sent you a message, man.
Nicely.
Breathe him a saint. But, you hear me? I just sent you a message, man. Fuck with us, man. I need that tonight. I'm feeling good, bro.
I smoke that real shit. You feel
me? Next week here on the trap, man. Next week here on the trap, we're going to be breaking Virgil Tibbs, player Trey's, his upcoming record. We're gonna be breaking that for the next two Tuesdays here on the trap. We gotta honor my man Virgil Tibbs in the heat of the night. Y'all didn't know he was in the heat of the night. The Virgil Tibbs, y'all. The heat of the night. Tell us a little bit about your track, your upcoming debut album, man. What's this, number 12, number 25?
Yeah, this is actually number 11.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's called Player Trey versus Trey Dudes. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing right there. I just had a listening party this past Saturday. A group of small folks, a little place in Gary, Indiana, and man, it went absolutely well. I'm proud of it, man. Really am.
All right, man. Well, we're anticipating on that. Right now, Suge, where can people go at, man, and catch the trap? The live trap, man. Where can they go and check it out, man?
They can catch the live trap, man. Right now, if you online right now, you can go on YouTube, my Max Shug page. You can go on Facebook, Eric Brown, Max Shug, Take It to the Streets. And also, man, and you can, you know, all those pages, Max Shug, Twitter. Man, hey, go stream the Hilltop Radio Show right now. This shit going down.
That's right. Let me do something real quick, man. It's on my chest heavy right now, man, You know, when clowns come on here, man, I gotta give them their props, man. So you guys, when we get clowns, I gotta give them their props. So you guys, excuse me, I had to go get Frank Sinatra on this one, man. Please stand by.
Isn't it rich? Are we up here?
Y'all stupid.
Me here at last on the ground, you in midair.
You're there.
Send in the clown.
You are damn fool on the scrap house tonight.
Isn't it bliss?
What happened to the
Don't
scrap
you
scrap
approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns.
All right, welcome to the Trap House. This is Tuesday night on the Hilltop Radio Show, man. Yeah, I just had to do that, man.
In the Trap House.
Hey, No Weapon, can we get that on the voice box, man? Can you do that? Send in the clown on the voice box for us real quick, man.
What you want me to say?
Send in the clowns.
Okay, here we go. Somebody send in the clown.
Oh, hell.
All right.
Wow.
Send me one of those. I want one of them. Send me one for my birthday.
I got you. Just tell me what you want to say, but once I get to singing on the talk box, you know, you might get warm and fuzzy on the inside.
No, hey. No. You don't understand. I want you to send me the gadget. I want one of them.
Hey.
I want to be like, now wait a minute.
Now
wait a minute.
Hey. Oh.
ain't no weapon. If you ain't heard by now, man, I'm right now, hey, listen, we're in the midst of a breakup and a makeup. Don't be fucking that up, bro. I'm trying to get my sandals. All right,
well, I'm going to let y'all go and do y'all love and happiness, Eric Green, then.
I'm trying to get my sandals back, bro. You fucking it up. You making it hard for me.
Hey, Suge, I don't see Trap going crazy or important on is that on the 51 formula? Formula 51?
Formula 51, Trap going crazy. Important is a joint. That's Max Sweet joint right there. You're going to love that one. That's Max Sweet joint.
Let me see if I got it on Max Sweet. I got everybody's damn music in 51. All over damn Tennessee. Even Trey.
Oh, man.
I got all his damn music and he in Indiana. Yeah.
He's still 51, though.
Not Virgil.
Yeah,
really.
Virgil Tibbs in the heat of the night, y'all. Go Hula right
you
now.
Say,
you can
hold on. DJ Sean, did you say Virgil Tibbs? But that's throwback.
No.
Yeah, that's Virgil
Tibbs
right there. Man.
You just not getting at this whole time you've been calling him.
He
Mr.
getting
Tibbs.
Out there. He'll stand up in a minute and say, they call me Mr. Tibbs.
Only you can
and
say
that. And he mean
that,
that
only
too, all
that.
Serious. Don't call him boy.
Let me
see, Sweet,
let me
start it some.
You know you will.
Hey, Max Shug, let everybody know how many episodes you're running, your campaign running, man. So I'll find, see if I have this in y'all's folder. Either it's in your folder or Sweet's folder. Go ahead, tell us how many episodes you guys are doing for Netflix, brother.
Man, right now, you know, we started out with a documentary with my boy T-Will, man, Riri LLC, Real Epicure Entertainment. So we shot the documentary over. They kind of turned it down, but it was in a good way. They wanted either a four-part series or an eight-part series. So, you know, us being us, we got plenty of content. We already some damn fools in natural life, so... It only made right to do an extra part series. I might have a 16 for the ass with all the shit we going, you know. So we just working, bro. That's what me and bro do. We just consistently do the music. Not only that, try to create other content. And now we having to see. We got to capitalize on a lot of ideas because you seeing a lot of shit that bro came up with probably 5 years ago coming to Transpar now. And it kind of makes you feel like you're ahead of your time as far as even thinking and shit. So it's just, man, you know, we just working. So we shooting all the shit. And then right now we're actually shooting live through StreamYard. The film guy's here. T-Wheel is in the building. He's shooting it three different angles as well. If you've probably seen him moving around in the background filming and stuff. Matter of fact, T-Wheel, come to the camera. He's coming to the camera, man. Come on around here, man. This is T-Will. My film guy.
Oh, yeah. He's cute. He's cute.
Hold on. Get out. Get out of the way.
He got those sandals. He wants some sandals, too.
Yeah. So, look, we in here. We're filming it from three different angles. We also filming it on live stream. We also, DJ Sean actually has a live audio. If you look on StreamYard right now, you can see DJ Sean up on the motherfucking screen doing his thing. You can listen to the live audio of the show. So it's going down. 51 Boys, The Hilltop, you know, and all my family. It's going down. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
All right, we got somebody in the queue. This is 318-200. Talk to us.
Well, what's happening, G Major? Mr. Soldier House GBC, yeah.
Nah,
what's happening with it? What's up with it?
What's up,
G Major,
man? What's going on, man?
I'm good, brother. I'm just salute everybody and enjoy doing what y'all doing. You heard me? My first time tapping in, you heard me? Been busy and everything, so I'm making my business tap in tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get you on, man. I ain't forgot about you, man. We're going to have to, get you connected with Bridge the Gap, man. So they do all my scheduling now. I have to get you up with them, man, so we can get you on the show, man, because I know you got some hot music too, man. I apologize to you, man, for being disobedient with you and trying to get you on, man. So we're going to get you on, my brother. Yes, sir.
Nah, that is it, man. I respect the grind and the hustle, you heard me? I'm like everybody else, you heard me? I mean, I've been doing it for a minute myself, so I know the situations, how it goes. So, you know, ain't no apologize, nothing to me, you heard me? Everybody, most of the people that's in this already know me personally, so they know how I'm rocking. So, you know, it's all good. It's all love with me.
DJ Sean.
Yes, sir.
Where is he from? Sounds like he's from Louisiana.
I am Mr. No Weather, who's 318, North Louisiana, Grambling. Yeah,
okay,
I know exactly.
Hold on. I'm from North Louisiana, 318, too.
Yeah,
man,
both of y'all basically got the same damn phone number, 318-200, except for the last 4 minutes.
We might be within 30 minutes of another. We just don't know it.
Yeah,
that's how we link on this show.
Yeah, he said he know you. He said he know you.
Where you from, man? Where you from?
I'm originally from Grambling. Too big like my brother.
Two bit my dude, Black Cowboy?
Black Cowboy in the tank.
Man, what's your name?
G-Maze, man. My name Maceo, though.
Oh, man, come on, man. I know this dude.
I know you. I told you.
How you hold on, DJ Sean. This is interesting. It's because if you can reach this guy, like I had no idea that he would be on the show. DJ Sean, this is amazing that he would know about Hilltop Radio Show. Like this dude, like we live right down the street from one another.
Yeah, yeah. I've been I reached out to him about a month ago or 2 months ago, Mace. It's been a minute, right?
Yeah.
About a month ago or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
I told him to tune in to the best show on the planet, the Hilltop.
All right, yeah. All right, y'all, this is the Trap House, man. What goes on in the trap stays in the trap. I just want to let everybody know I'm good. I just had to get, you know, I had to get it off my chest and stuff every now and then. I don't like to show my bad side of me, man. Now I know what Dr. David Banner went through when he was on the Incredible Hulk and everything, man. So
don't
I apologize.
Don't make me angry. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me if I get angry.
So, but we are here in the trap. The 51 Boys is in the house. Mace is in the house. Latrell Player Trey is in the house. Mr. No Weapons in the house. DJ Devo, one of the baddest DJs in the land. He's in the house. And we're getting ready to jump to Important. I found it here on the trap, y'all. We'll be right back.
Soon as I walk through the door, I'm someone important. Brand new fit with the matching Air Forces. Security let them in. I'm someone important. I'm riding presidential, cause I'm someone important. Soon as I walk through the door, I'm someone important. Brand new fit with the matching Air Forces. Security let them in. I'm someone important. I'm riding presidential, cause I'm someone important. Go on ahead, shake that ass. I'm someone important. You know I'm getting that money. That's the only thing important. And I got that straight drop. I get that dope important. They always want the best. They paying top dollar for it. I'm so dope. I'm a dope dealer. I'm so fresh. I'm a dope
smoke me.
I am on top of the world.
That just mean I'm high as hell.
No,
that is not cologne. That's marijuana that you smell. I never quit, but I relapse. It's just a minor little mishap. I run out for a minute, then I run back to the dope house. And I be fresh from top to bottom in my Air Force One. He ain't never seen these, cause ain't nobody got none. Soon as I walk through the door, I'm someone important. Brand new fit with the matching Air Forces. Security, let them in. I'm someone important. I'm riding presidential, cause I'm someone important. As I walk through the door, I'm someone important. Brand new fit with the matching Air Forces. Security, let them in. I'm someone important. I'm riding presidential, cause I'm someone important. I know you seen a gangster when I walk through the door, cause I brought the party with me when I walk through the door. I be fly like an eagle, like air I'm so fresh. Need to tell a couple bitches, meet me back at the nest. Can you peep my sip game, Patron and champagne? No matter what the club serves, we drink the same thing. They don't check us at the dough, cause we VIP, but we go straight to the flow, past VIP. I'm just a fly young fella like a genie on the rug, and you know I'm on fire. I stuck my finger in the plug. You ain't fresh as me? Boy, stop it. What you paid for that outfit? I paid for my wallet. Now, cop. Soon as I walk through the door, I'm someone important. Brand new fit with the matching Air Forces. Security, let them in. I'm someone important. I'm riding presidential, cause I'm someone important. Soon as I walk through the door, I'm someone important. Brand new fit with the matching Air Forces. Security, let them in. I'm someone important. I'm riding presidential, cause I'm someone important.
Someone important right here on the hill.
Yeah, yo. I'm out of here.
Yeah, yo.
We're going live. The show. Y'all go tune into the Trap House. We're going live. Max Sweet important.
All right. You should. You giving, letting people know what's going on, brother.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm on. Hey, listen, we on the Trap House. We on the computer. We on YouTube. We on Facebook. We streaming all different angles. We got you covered tonight live in the Trap House.
Man, Trap don't close.
Trap don't close.
So, again, I want to thank the 51 Boys for the invite in the Trap House. I'm trying to give you guys over there in the Trap House while you live here on the hilltop. I got to take you guys back in time at least six, seven years ago when Max Shook was in it. Damn right, I'm finding it to play it when Max Shook was in his feelings.
As player Shook.
it wasn't back then. He grew up, he graduated and got the Mac diploma. But it was a sensitive Shook.
Hey, but listen, as much talk shit about that song and everything.
I'm trying to find it. I know daggone well I ain't take it down. I guess I'm talking about it now. I can't find it. Ain't that something?
This thing's been going wild on Facebook right now, bro. You feel me?
Yes, sir. But I'm going to find it, though. And play a trade one more time, man. When is that new album drop, man?
We dropping that thing September 28th. September 28th. Yep, it's gonna be on all platforms, you know. So we gonna do it big this time. And you know, I got a couple of good features on there. You know, I got Lily the Goddess, Rap Devil, Max Sweet, Max Sud, my guy Bo Fleek, my guy Ash. I have Sailor from South Squared on there. Yeah, we gonna do it up.
All right.
Foxy Brown Sugar Dog.
And she's a lot of woman.
Oh, I can't forget that. I got Bonita Applebaum on there also.
All right. Let me, I'm still trying to find this track, y'all. I know daggone well I ain't take it down. Let me see. How to Love You.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yo, I fuck with that.
Oh, here it is. I knew as soon as I put the howl, it popped up, y'all. Okay, everybody out there on the track, listening to the show tonight live, streaming, we get ready for it. We're going way back in time to 2015, maybe 2016. This is before Mac Suge graduated and got the Mac in front of Suge. This was when he was Ralph Tresvant. He was Sensitivity. And
he said Ralph Tresvant.
All right, y'all. Here he goes.
Yeah. Trying to show them how to love you. See, he ain't gonna love you the way a real nigga's supposed to.
Bridge the gap. Are we in the streets yet?
But I'ma show them how to love you. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love you. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love you. Caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love ya. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love ya. We've been rolling tough since way back. You left a few times but still you went right back. He won't treat you like I treat you. He won't look you in the eyes and say he love you and mean it. He won't lay you on the bed, kiss it then eat it, cuddle up with you to appreciate your features. Real talk, he don't appreciate you neither. He'll let your ass leave, too stubborn to say he need you. But you only live once. He won't let you out the crib. He won't let you see nothing. All the dirt he been doing, that's why he don't trust you. All the hurt he put you through, shit, that don't mean nothing. Too afraid you'll see something. If I was in your life, wouldn't put nothing above you. And I'm just trying to love you. And I'ma show him how to love ya. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love ya. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love ya. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love ya. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love ya. He used to take you out riding. Now every time I see you, you just out crying. And it feels like the best part of you was dying. And some telling you you need to stop trying. Don't wanna take him from his kids. Don't wanna leave and find somewhere to live. It's just you and the kids. How you paying bills? Got nowhere to go, so you just stay where you is. But he won't do the things I do. He don't know this love over here is true. Don't know what it feel like to be somebody's boo. That spend some time with you and say they love you and be true. He don't want you to see nothing. If I was in your life, wouldn't put nothing above you. If I was in your life, I would try to cuff you. That nigga got you now, but I'ma show him how to love ya. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love ya. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love ya. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love ya. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love ya. I'ma show him how to love ya. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love ya. You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times. I'ma show him how to love ya. You caught
a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'm gonna show them how to love ya. I'ma show 'em how to love ya. I'ma show 'em how to love ya.
All right, that's a classic right there, y'all. Show 'em how to love you. Sensitive.
That's a real fan. I fucks with that, man. I fucks with that shit heavy.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in on with you guys, man, but it's not allowing me to get in there, so maybe next week. It's not, StreamYard's not allowing me to, I'm trying to allow my damn camera to come in with you guys, but it ain't working, but
I definitely see you on here. A message too in the chat too as well.
Yeah, I see the chat.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're looking for it. There you go. Right there.
Yeah. But one more time. Suge, what's going on with the 51 Boys and the documentary with Netflix, man? When is it? When is it due? To those. You know, when can people anticipate seeing it, on the streaming, Netflix on the streaming flick, if I'm saying it right?
We kind of like, I haven't set a date on it because we don't want to rush it. Even though we're going to have the content and it's going to be dope, the key, the whole key point of this shit and, like, making it happen is the marketing. I don't really know right now until once we get it finished. I gotta make sure I can't sell myself short. I gotta do at least five good months of marketing promotion. I got to. So we looking at next year sometime, man, for the documentary to actually drop. But we do got other content that's coming out as people do see. We just dropped two new music videos this weekend. We dropped the 51 Boys, My Bro, and then we dropped My Joint Super Sidekick. So we got plenty of content.
All right. Let's do this before we go. Sure, go ahead and give your social media, man, where people can find you at on social media, my brother.
First off, don't forget to go to the YouTube page. Make sure and subscribe, man. You can get all the videos that you think in dropping. You can find me on Facebook, Max Shug, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all Max Shug. That's MACSUG. And, anything, 51 Boys hashtag, you feel me?
All right. Max Sweet, go ahead and talk to us, man. Where can they follow you at on social media, man?
Man, they can catch me on Facebook at Mark Max Sweet King, or you can catch me on Instagram at Switch of the Motherfucking Mind, or you can catch us on YouTube, 51 Boys, man. We got the new video we just dropped, my bro. Sure got the new video, Max Sweet. What is it? Super Sidekick.
Super Sidekick.
We've been working, man. We got a lot going on, Farge. Audio Mac. We got our albums on Audio Mac. We also just dropped those last month. Our mixtapes, so to say. We working, man.
Yeah, man. I see y'all working, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. Player Trey is doing his thing. Player Trey, man. Let everybody know where they can follow you at, too, man.
All right, man. You can find me at Latrell Liggins on Facebook. The Truth _ Latrell on IG, The Real Player Trey on Twitter. And like I said, man, my new album coming out September 28th, Player Trey versus Trey Deuce.
And I upgraded from
BlackPeopleMeet.com to Christian Mingles. So,
oh,
yeah.
Lord.
really though?
Mr. No Weapon, man, tell us where we can follow you at on social media, man, and welcome to the show, man.
You can follow Mr. No Weapon on Instagram. Just type in Mr. No Weapon, M-R, not Mr., just abbreviated M-R, Mr. No Weapon. YouTube, Mr. No Weapon. Twitter, Mr. No Weapon. Just go in Google and type in Mr. No Weapon. You'll find me.
All right, all right. G Mace, man, talk to us, man. Where can we follow you at, my brother? And welcome to the show, man. And don't be a stranger, man. Call anytime, man, on Tuesday nights, my G. You there? You there, Mace?
Yeah, what's that?
Go ahead, man. Let everybody know where they can follow you at, man, on social media, man. And don't be a stranger here on the trap, man. You're always welcome.
All right, Instagram is Soldier House Music, Soldier, S-O-U-L-J-A, underscore house, underscore music, M-U-S-I-C-C. Facebook, G-Mace Luciano, Twitter, Soldier House Music.
All right, all right. Who, my other man on here, what's your name again, my brother? I'm sorry, man. Who's the other cat that's on here with us? Let's talk. That was talking with us earlier.
Matt Boogie.
Matt Boogie.
Knock, knock.
Yeah, go ahead and talk to us, man. Where can they follow you on social media, man?
I'm on all platforms, YouTube. Type Matt Boogie, Mr. Knock Knock. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube. I'm all over the platform.
All right, man. And man, thank you for being part of the show, man, and taking time out of your schedule and being part of the trap, man. Again, man, like I told Mace, man, anytime you want to be on the show, man, you're welcome, man. You ain't gotta wait for no invitation. Just call on in, man.
Appreciate
and be a part of the show, man. And no problem. Robin Lynn Maven, Voz Live Radio, I am streaming, Seattle. Where can people follow you at on social media?
You can follow me everywhere at Robin Lynn Maven, YouTube, Gmail, SoundCloud, Mixler, Twitch, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn,
Spotify.
Everywhere. Yeah, Spotify,
yeah,
at Robin
Spotify
Lynn Maven. I'm everywhere. Everything that's out there, I'm there.
All right, all right. Miss Peggy, real quick, let everybody know where they follow you at.
Yes, you can follow me and find me on Facebook, Peggy Osborne Rice, Peggy Rice. You can find me at Autumn's Way Through Helping Others, and you can find me right here at the best show on the whole planet, the Hilltop Radio Show.
DJ Debo, talk to us, brother.
Dwayne.
There is bathroom in about 10 minutes. But, yeah, you can catch me on Facebook at Debo Taylor L. Catch me on IG. That's at Debo the Pro, D-E-B-O-D-A-P-R-O. That's at IG. And at Twitter, Iceman254. And right here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
All right, all right. Hey, you guys, I know this is a trap house, and, you know, we just went into a throwback with Max Shug. You know, that's how he was when he met Robin, how to love you, because Robin had him in Jesus sandals, y'all, cutting grass in the backyard.
He did willingly and knowingly, and he loved it.
See that?
Man.
He sold Virgin Tears sandals.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got mine.
I don't give a damn what y'all say. I'm getting my sandals back, motherfucker. I want y'all to give a
big trap welcome to Mr. No Weapon. He's got a jam called Can I Cuddle? You guys gonna enjoy this tonight here on the trap, man.
Hey, DJ Sean.
Yeah.
Before you play it, you know I gotta give my disclaimer. If I know it's getting cold, if you listen to Mr. No Weapons, Can I Cuddle, and you get pregnant, do not send me the child support or alimony. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Damn.
All right, all right.
They say that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I found out that to be true. They also say that the way to a woman's heart is to be gentle from the stars.
Can I cuddle?
I got to say this. This is the first time we ever played Southern Soul here on the Trap House. So I just want to say this. Max Shug, Max Sweet, Player Trey, you guys, what y'all think about that? Cuddle.
Hey, that little boy right there nasty as hell. That little boy nasty as hell right there. I got to watch that little boy.
That reminds
that Louisiana
me of
Suave.
That remind me of that what is the World Class Wrecking Crew?
Yeah,
that's what it remind me of.
Boy, hey,
it reminds me of that. I saw you walking.
Orange Juice Jones.
Oh, that's that Orange Juice Jones.
Hey.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
Hey, y'all mess around and have Robin playing that. All y'all niggas that be in church shoes, open toe Jesus shoes.
I think we should have one up pick cabbage, one up pick corn, one up pick cotton.
People riding by thinking the Department of Corrections out there.
Hey, you get pregnant, you can't blame Mr. No Weapon. I'm going to keep saying that. Don't send me no child support, no weapon.
Hey, what you got there, Nerf guns?
Yes, sir. Got to stay strapped.
Who that player Trey with a gun in his hand?
Yeah, Nerf gun.
Lord have mercy, man. This is the Trap House, y'all. I am Mr. Tibbs. I gotta find that. I'm gonna throw that in the next show, y'all. I'm gonna find that Mr. I am Mr. Tibbs. They call me Mr. Tibbs. And then I gotta play that in the heat of the night. We need you guys to do a trap rap on In the Heat of the Night intro, man. That, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
if you guys don't mind, man. Yeah, I
don't
think it can be
started.
A hit. Yeah. Debo, go ahead, brother.
Hey, Mr. No Weapon.
What's up?
I got a quick question for you. I already I hear it, but I'm trying to figure out if it's the right song. You also had some H-Town mixed up in there too, didn't you?
What kind of song is really, you know, to be honest, most people probably would think it would be the Knock in the Boots, but Knock in the Boots came from the Zappa Rogers song called Be All Right.
Yeah. So basically, what you took was the what is that? It's not the Agio bells. I think it's like a keyboard sound.
Yeah, basically, I took like most of the songs. I took Zappa Rogers, Computer Love. I took Keith Sweat, How Deep Is Your Love. I took Mint Condition, Pretty Brown Eyes. That's why you hear that.
I knew I heard that in there. Yeah, the intro.
And I took LL Cool J's I Need Love. That's why at the end you hear, girl, listen to me. When I'm sitting in my room all alone, staring at the wall, that's what LL said is I Need Love at the end.
I thought I knew what that was.
That's what Max Shook said to Robin when she put him out.
When she removed them
sandals. She said, take my damn sandals off and go.
Them Jesus sandals.
Y'all doing a lot of passing back and forth up there. I see what's going on.
So next week, Shug, we're going to have Jesus Walks by Kanye West for you next week.
and you gotta wear them sandals
for y'all on Facebook. Y'all can see the ones he had.
Yeah, this is the Trap House, y'all. We getting ready to get into.
Waiting for to put them sandals.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to find Player Trey's music, y'all. We're gonna throw a track. Tracking him. Hey, G-Mates, man, I thought I had your music up here, man. I'll have it all here next week for you, big brother. Trust me. So we can get you known what's going on with you as well, too, my brother.
Hey, but look, check this out. If you're on the live stream, I'm about to preview some videos for you on the live stream at the end of the show. So that's going to be
right.
A plus for anybody that's on Facebook that want to check out. DJ Debo's on this Join Me Player Trade. We in here fucking off, you know. But,
don't forget about me, man. Don't forget about Mr. No Weapons video. Can I cut her? Don't forget about me, baby.
You look like you want to damn
come. Somebody. Hey, Sweet and Suge and Mason, you guys, man, y'all need to get together with No Weapon, man, and bring that voice box, that talk box in one of y'all's songs, man. Trap song.
Oh, you know I'm with
it. Oh, you know I'm trying to work on that now. I know he missed the No Weapon, be kind of busy sometimes.
There he go.
Hey, I say that in the nicest way possible.
All right.
You already know it's all good, man.
Hey, y'all.
I make time for some money.
Hey, y'all.
Everybody
will. This is Player Trey, man. Trap Life. We'll be right back.
AUC. Welcome to Motown.
You know. That boy Primo, man. Hey, look though.
Who needs that work? I got a gig. Catching bites without a jig. About money I can dig. We just get it how we live. Ayy, that trap life, 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 that trap life. I'm in my zone like 28 grams. Post on the block with the salt in the yam. Get it in bulk, get it cheaper like Sam's. Dumber than ashes in a crushed can. Look when the plug call, everything pause. Freeze, I'm a big dog, bitch, you a mall. Geez, you can catch me where the grams at. On the 50-yard line where the band's at. Ain't talking about money, then adios. Pull up, serve a nigga, then buy my note. First call, first serve, this shit gotta go. Plug hit me with the block, Super Mario. My niggas gon' eat at all costs. Gon' get my plate, no steak, all sauce. Ain't worried about no haters, they hated on Jesus. Why you think street niggas call it a cross? Who needs that work? I got a gig. Catching bites without a jig. About money I can dig. We just get it how we live. Ayy, that trap life, 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 that trap life. Who needs that work? I got a gig. Catching bites without a jig. About money I can dig. We just get it how we live. Ayy, that trap life, that trap life, that trap life,
call me Primo cause I'm raw when I come. Let's track between the kick and the drum. Yeah, I got it, just call for your car. Keep a bad bitch with me, make it run. I ain't icy, but I'm riding with a bomb. Wake and bake, I be up with the sun. I be out here trapping to the moon. Come, I'm getting this money, get you some. We out here trapping to survive. When the pack come in, we come alive. Hit him with the remix, take it. Like Bad Boy 95. The work come me and money go out. My niggas clock in, can't clock out. Hey, that's the A1, you gon' like that. And when it come to the strong, we can price man.
Who need that work? I got a gig. Catching bites without a jig. About money I can dig. We just get it how we live. Ayy, that trap life, 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 that trap life. Who need that work? I got a gig. Catching bites without a jig. About money I can dig. We just get it out, we live. Ayy, that trap life, 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 that trap life.
Now that's Primo. It's that Primo shit. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Right there. that's that Trap Life here on the Trap House. That's player Trey Primo in the house. Now let's do some shout outs. Let's do some shout outs. This young lady, Stacey Jennings, is all over y'all's podcast right now, Max Shook. So we might as well throw a shout out to her. She all over the place.
Hey, shout out to Stacey, man. Good. What's up with it, man?
What's up?
Be the team, be the gang all day, every day.
Yeah, yeah. Real 51 right there for real.
Free BMG, yeah.
Better know it. All day.
What up, sister?
All right, this is the Trap House. I want to thank everybody for being in part of the show. Mr. No Weapon, man, welcome back again, man. Thank you for
no problem.
Blessing us again tonight here tonight, man, and everybody else out there listening, man. We're doing our thing here in the trap, man. Let's get into another trap song here on the hilltop, man. I'm going down here. Okay, here we go. We'll be right back, y'all.
Monday, guess I'm eating ramen from now until Sunday. My man is hungry, asking me to feed it some money. But I ain't got the bread, just the crumbs until payday. Splitting tenders, let me split next. Cash here looking at me with. Everybody giving me a stack. $1.96, yolo be the model, my dreams are rockin' Apollo, this music is like a lot.
That's Reminisce X from South Bend, Indiana, $1.96 right here on the track. Again, I want to give a shout out to the 51.
$1.96.
That's right. Shout out to the 51 boys in the house, Max Shug, Max Sweet, Player Trey, and the whole 51 boys in the house. Yeah, man. Thank you guys for tuning in, man. Yeah.
No doubt, no doubt.
Player Trey, Lili's got a new CD dropping as well too, right soon, right?
Yes, yes, sir, she do. But you know, like I said, we pushed Lili's album back. We made something special, so I might as well let the world know, huh? Benita gonna do a salt and pepper for y'all. Whole entire album, so that's what we're working on right now.
Oh, no wonder her ass be damn tired and shit coming on the hilltop. You wearing her ass out.
Hey, man, that's my lemonade right there.
Damn, boy, you gonna have to pay some rent to own some dropping the cash app or something. Yeah.
Hey, man. That's what this platform is all about, man, and I appreciate it, though, for real.
Yeah.
But trust me, I'll set the cash up.
I ain't worried about it. You already know we good, man. Hey, Robin Lynn, any artists out there listening, how can they get their music on your platform?
Well, you can send that in to vibesliveradio@gmail.com, VibesLiveRadio, vibesliveradio@gmail.com.
All right.
Yes,
you lost, Robin. All right. Well, we got 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the show. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and again, apologize for the first 15 minutes of the show for turning left, y'all. I appreciate everybody for, you know, giving their opinion on what we do and how we do things here on the show, man. Shouts out to Bridge the Gap. Shouts out to 51 Boys. Shouts out to DJ Devo. Vibes Live Radio, I am streaming. Shouts out to Miss Peggy out there in Columbus, Ohio. And shouts out to G Mason, my main man's on here as well. Mr. No Weapon. Shout out to you, man. Go ahead, Peggy.
I just want to say that I just picked up Air Benita, Apple Bomb, boom. I hope that she's feeling better. I just had to say that.
All right. Right.
To the
Max
best
Sugar,
any, top radio.
Max Sugar, anything else you want to say, man, before we get up out of here, brother?
Well, definitely listen. I know the trap house is closing on the hilltop, but me and Sweet definitely going to be on the podcast for just a few minutes more longer. We're going to show you a few videos, and we're going to get up out of here, you feel me? So y'all definitely jump on Facebook, man, and jump on the live stream with us, and we're going to cut up.
I have, DJ Sean, I want to say something before you go, though.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Mr. No Weapon want to say something to DJ Sean.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean. So wait a minute.
I need that shit to drop so I can play that in my commercials.
I'm gonna do it for you.
All right, man. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody for being part of the show. You guys be safe, man. We'll be back here tomorrow night and Thursday night. We got a live show, man. Make sure you guys be safe. Be real, man. And 9 times out of 10, your manager ain't never right, y'all. We out of here with Ray Charles.
You know what, DJ Sean, being Ray is not easy, you know, because, you know,
everybody expects you to make it do with it too, baby. But you know what, DJ Sean? The music today has no substance. You know, it's the rappers, you know, they come up with a thing called a mumble rap. You know, there's no such thing as a mumble. No, it's not a such thing as mumble is not communication. You know, when I was singing to my sweet, sweet Della B, I got a woman way over town, you know, and I sung this song with all my heart and soul. But today music, you know, these guys got, you know, NBA Youngboy, you know, what's wrong with that dude? You know, you got Kodak Black, who's so black, it don't make no sense. And then you got all of these other rappers, you know, it just don't make no sense to me, man. And then we got dumb Donald Trump, you know, saying all these crazy things and got America going crazy. You know, Ray Charles don't know what it's going to do, baby. But you know what? Oh, yeah, Ray got some form, you know. I'm going to make it do what it do, baby. But anyway, DJ Sean, this is just my commentary on music today. They just don't make it do what it do, baby. Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys have a good night, man. We out of here, man.
Million on the beat. This number of red bottles from here on out, you feel what I'm saying? If I spot them, then I got them. The pistols go popping. They ain't got money to bury you, but shit, that ain't my problem. Cause I just want the dollar. Been like that since the toddler. I'm so focused on the money, you too focused on the model. See, I just want a lot of a big pistol to pop ya. A nice whip that'll strip from the motherfucking coppers. And I don't want no drone, I want a full-blown chopper. Not the one that tear your block up, but the one that take me shopping. I send shots of Moscato to bitches that'll follow. Think they hit the lotto, but they know there's no tomorrow. I'm sorry, baby girl, this ain't no lease, you just to borrow. So fuck me like you mad and like your heart is full of sorrow. And I'ma keep on beastin', that pussy keep on feasting. Caught up in the moment, baby girl, this just a weekend. I don't want that foreplay, all that bullshit and that teasing. We both know that we grown, so fuck me good and make it easy.
You sucker niggas ain't even been through what I've been through. Must all you niggas say, yeah, but I already knew. I'ma do what it takes, bitch. You best check my credentials. And you ain't talking about shit unless it's dead presidential.
Now go on, fan it out. Let's see how this pan it out. I got my own shit, bitch. You at your mama's house. Now go on, fan it out. Let's see how this pan it out. I got my own shit, bitch. You at your mama's house.
Now have you ever had to make a sacrifice?
Cause I have.
Put in a position where you had to take a life?
Cause I have.
Or stood in line just to wash your way? Sit in the box and watch the years pass. And you can't trust a bitch, they only out for themselves. So if you let her burn you, you can only blame yourself. Since I was young, I never stopped, I get that guap. So watch that Lego block every day from bottom to top. And then I started to stack bricks. And all of a sudden, my mind